Phil Jones, what are your top tips for estate agency funnels on Facebook? Talk to me.
So tip number one is on the Facebook ad. We've been testing this very recently.
Because you run your own estate agency in the Lake District, 2.5 years, and you're number one in the £500,000 plus price range.
Yes.
It's really good, mate, if you don't mind me saying.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't really take compliments very well, but thanks. So there's a lady called Kat Howell that we follow quite closely on social media, and she tested this about a year ago and had slightly different results than what we've had. But on the Facebook ad, don't put a button, which goes against what I'd usually say. Instructional words, telling people what to do is always great. But on Facebook, because we've all become so used to seeing ads and avoiding ads, if you don't put a button on the Facebook ad, it seems more like it's just organic.
Yeah, normal
post. And you're going to get more clicks on it.
So that's your first top tip.
That's the first tip.
But Ian, by clicking on it, that Facebook pixel, which is almost like a cookie, you go into the funnel anyway, don't you?
Correct.
So do you think, again, agents are trying to rush too much from going from, using the date analogy, a date to marriage, when in reality, the first point is to get them to read the content, which puts them into a funnel. And you know damn well that the funnel will take longer to get, but more will come through.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
See, I've been nicely.
The most common advert you see is book your no obligation valuation or similar words. And if you're going to get anyone, you're probably going to get someone that's of low quality.
Yes.
You're going to get someone that's going to get 4 or 5 agents out, and he's probably going to go on fee.
So what sort of advert are you putting out, which is basically the magnet to put them into the funnel?
Yeah, it'll be some kind of content. So 9.5 tips to sell your Lake Street home in winter.
9.5, I like the half, yeah.
Yeah, so that's that's one that's going to go out soon.
Okay.
It's generic in terms of anyone to cross the market.
Okay.
But the types of things we talk about in the tips will only really attract people with unique homes. So it positions us. It's free, it's easy to use, and using tip number two, which we'll talk about, the Facebook pixel, we can then retarget exactly how we want to.
What does the funnel then look like from then on? Are you? Let's go through the targeting. Are you actually using Facebook Ad Manager to target people? And how focused are you going? Are you just going everyone in the Lake District up to, between the ages of 14 and 60?
Yeah, so a tip on Facebook ads, never use interests. Facebook, if you look at your interests on Facebook, I think mine says something like ballet dancing.
You might be good at that. Who knows?
I'm really not. Really not.
Yeah.
So, again, a lot of agents we see use Rightmove as an interest. I don't even think I have Rightmove as an interest on mine, and I'm an agent. So there's no need to.
Don't give all the secrets away, but give me an overview roughly of. So do you have separate campaigns for males and females?
We split test everything.
Okay. Yeah. And you target on age?
Yes.
You target on location?
Yes.
Do you target an area or a town?
Area.
Okay. What else? What other demographics are you going on? Are you going on income?
So we have tagged the towns before as well as a split test. So, because that way you can obviously put the name of the town in the ad.
Yes. Does that work well? I thought it would.
It depends on the town, but it has done. And because there aren't that many unique homes in the lakes, obviously, compared to the general population. Facebook kind of looks at it and thinks, you're trying to flog a dead horse here and pulls it. So it can work well initially, and then it dies off quickly.
So what other demographics or targeting techniques are you using to put into the ads manager to focus on people that you're thinking of selling?
We try and limit them, actually. So age, location, sometimes we go gender just to see if we can differentiate that way.
Does that work?
It can do if it depends on what your what the lead magnet is.
Okay. Are you actually putting properties out as well as get content, or is it just all content?
No, it's all content.
All content. So if someone then what reads an article, do they then go in? What do they then have a certain series of other content that they get served?
Yes. Yeah, so once they go into a gated piece of content through the ad, gated by means they've got to put some details in, definitely email address. We don't ask for phone number at this point. It's not necessary. From there, they'll go into an email nurture system.
Because you teach agents this on courses, don't you? You go around the country teaching this.
Yes. But,
sorry, carry on. Yeah, go on.
From there, they'll go into an email nurture system where we'll go into the, again, copywriting skills. So they know, like, and trust. And eventually they get into when we feel like... So eventually on email 7, I think it is, they'll...
So I've gone into a system now where instead of being pushed Facebook stuff, you're now going to put them into an email system where their emails are being chucked out.
Yes, and this is a tip I learned last week. In the first email, try and get them to make a specific folder for your company. And for the first 3 or 4 emails, push that as hard as you can. If you can get them to make a folder for just
on their emails, yes,
then A, open rates will go through the roof, and B, you're in front of them constantly. They're only ever going to use you.
Fascinating. Any other tips?
Don't get to marriage too quickly.
The slower you can woo them, the more you'll get.
Yes.
And this stuff works.
Yeah. We've just got a new system called Infusionsoft. Mm-hmm. Extremely complicated, but once you've got it, and we can work out at what point on the journey to sale people are now. So if we put different CTAs, call to actions in different emails, we can work out where people are interested in and then direct them. So it can get all very, very complicated.
But you can teach agents, you teach agents how to do it, so you can teach them how to fish, so they can go off and do it themselves. Yet also, if someone comes on one of your courses and they think, actually, this is too complicated for me, you'll actually do it for them as well.
Correct, yes.
So really, they win every time. We've given you some great content, boys and girls. You come on one of Phil's courses, and also you'll do it for them, and it's a win-win situation.
I'm going to be in trouble saying this much, but yes.
Well, some people want to be learned, and some people want it done for them, but at least, and the ones that want it doing for them quite often want to know how it's done before they give mm-hmm. you their money.
Yeah,
Phil, thank you for your time today. It's been emotional. It's been fascinating. Thank you very much.